I'm Zipporah Mundy here at the Walk to End All-Timers 5K Run and 1 Mile Walk, and I have the first place winner of the 1 Mile Walk, and her name is Jacqueline Boykin. How are you, Ms. Boykin?
Great.
How do you feel today?
I feel wonderful. Walking for a wonderful cause, I feel great.
Now, did you think when you came out here today that you were going to actually win?
I did, because I know it's a lot of young people in different ages involved, so I did, but I do walk. I walk every day, you know, for health reasons, but yeah, I didn't think I was going to come in first, but I did.
So what was your first reaction when they told you that you were first place?
Oh, my God. I just feel great just to know that I made first place, you know, with the, I think out of, like, maybe 25 or 30 people doing the 1 mile walk. You have different ages, like you had some doing the 3 mile, 5 mile, but I feel great at my age to know that I made it.
Okay, and did you have anybody here supporting you today?
Oh my God, I have a lot of family, friends. We're here supporting my aunt, Chloe T. Brown. She has Alzheimer's, and I think I have at least 30 family members who came out today to support her.
30 family members. That is amazing. Now, tell me, what city are you from?
I'm from Tunica.
Were you born and raised here?
Born and raised.
So a native of Tunica has taken first place in the 1 mile walk. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We also got to talk to the winners of the 5K run, TJ Harvey and Zenobia Jackson.
TJ Harvey, how are you today?
I am doing well. Excited to be here.
Did you think that when you got up today and when you came out that you were actually going to win the race?
Well, actually, I wasn't planning on running it today. So, yeah, I was very surprised.
And you did pretty good, because he basically had the lead, and then he disappeared,
yes. And
then he reappeared, and he came out of nowhere, and I was running, and I looked back, and there was no one there, and then I looked back again, and he was coming. So, I mean, do you run regularly?
I do. I actually pace for a running store.
How long have you been running?
I started running in 2009.
Do you know how many 5Ks or races you've been in?
No, I don't. I know that I've done over 40 marathons and half marathons combined.
Oh, wow. Where are you originally from?
Originally from Foxworth, Mississippi, 4 hours south of here.
Okay. What are you thinking about when you're going? What is your mind on? How do you stay focused? How do you, you know, how do you keep your steady pace?
You know, a lot of it's a mind game. A lot of it's training, getting used to your body and understanding your body, your breathing, and then probably eating the Mexican the night before is probably not the best way.
I would agree. Well, congratulations to you, TJ.
Thank you.
And so we also have second place here, Zenobia, and she was doing really good, and she had her pace going, and then she would walk a little bit, and then she would take off, and at the last minute, she sprinted, like, super fast. She just had this burst of energy and made across that finish line for third. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What was going through your mind during the whole race? I mean, you really did a good job.
Well, initially starting off just kind of pacing myself, you know, like you said, music for me is everything. So mm-hmm. You have to have the right songs playing to keep you motivated. Then, you know, being able to stop, catch my breath, and kind of start all back over again. And then just, like TJ said, it's really a mind thing, because your body is saying, what are you doing? I'm tired. Just give up. Just quit. But almost to the end, I actually saw my family on the side. I was not expecting to see them. And so they definitely gave me that burst of energy. And my strategic plan was getting close to the end. Everything I had in me,
mm-hmm.
dig deep and push.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I did. I had 3 kids before, okay?
Uh-huh. She knows about pushing.
Yes. I had to dig down deep, and I pushed, and voila.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Greenville, Mississippi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so your family came out to support you today?
Surprisingly, they did. I left them in the bed, so like I said, I was not expected to see them here.
Well, congratulations on making third place.
Yes.
She almost made second. My brother,
Joshua.
He came in second, and he said he looked at the last minute and saw you about to pass him. He was like, whoa! Like, so you almost had him.
Yeah.
But congratulations
Thank
to you, Zenobia.
Now, TJ Harvey literally won the race. He actually crossed the finish line first, smoking everybody. And I really mean he smoked everybody. But my brother Joshua officially won as a registered runner, which means Zenobia was officially second place overall, but she was first place in the women's division. TJ Harvey was actually from the Alzheimer's Mississippi Foundation, and he shared with us a little about the foundation and their work.
Now, TJ, you are a part of the Alzheimer's Mississippi Foundation. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Alzheimer's Mississippi is a state-based nonprofit, so all the money that we raise and is donated to us stays in Mississippi to invest in referral referral services, care and support services for families who call and need to talk to a social worker and navigating this terrible disease. And also we do a lot of work with our research centers here in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to have community partnerships with them.
Can you tell us any new updates or anything concerning Alzheimer's that maybe we would need to know?
I will say research has come a long way. We're closer now than ever before to find new medications to treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Unfortunately, there still is no way to cure or stop the disease, but there are new medications to help with the symptoms, the memory loss. Researchers are hoping that in the next 5 years, there will be a medication that would be similar to what you take for heart disease or high cholesterol. You would take it for your brain to keep the plaque protein buildup from happening. So at least the hope is being able to stop it so it does not progress any further. But that research is still in the works.
I see. Now, if somebody wanted to know more about your services or about Alzheimer's, where can they go to get more information?
Yes, they can find us online at alzms.org.
Okay, thank you, TJ.
Thank you.
It was cool to have TJ representing the foundation and supporting the race by running it as well. We also got to talk to the coordinator of the event, Deborah Harris.
How are you today, Ms. Harris?
I'm good.
How did everything turn out, in your opinion?
Oh, it's awesome. It's a blessing. God has made a way for me today. He just made it a beautiful day for us to have this walk today.
And the weather was good. It felt really good outside. And you had a really good turnout. Were you happy with the turnout?
Yes, I was. Very, very blessed.
Tell us how much you've been able to raise through this event for the foundation.
Most I've raised is $1,200. I still have money going to be coming in.
That's amazing.
And I just thank God for it.
All right.
You know, everybody come, Tunica County come together. And I just thank the Lord for everything He's did today. He made this day for me.
Well, congratulations. You did an amazing job putting this event together. And I know you're proud and the community is proud of you.
I am very proud. Everybody came out to support. And I want to thank the mayor and the supervisor and all of the community that came out and all of my supporters, the one that helped me out with the event. I just thank God. And the 94.5.
That's
thank
right.
them for coming out for support, too.
Oh, you're very welcome. We had a blast. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Harris.